Today's broadcast is brought to you by Savad Business Solutions. Their passion is in the process. Now, let's get to it. Technology is changing the world, as are the innovators and the entrepreneurs making it happen. Go behind the velvet rope, see how these people think, and understand the mindset of today's game changers. Welcome to The Incubator.
All right. Good afternoon and welcome back to The Intrepid Incubator. I am your host, Todd Schnick. Don't talk about sleep and mattresses enough on my business network. Today's conversation promises to be really interesting. It's another conversation with a company that's disrupting a very traditional marketplace, which is always a scintillating conversation. So let's get right to it. Today, I'm joined by Philip Krim, CEO and co-founder of Casper. Philip, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Todd. Appreciate it.
It's good to connect with you. Thanks for carving out some valuable time to join us. Before we get into our conversation, Philip, real quickly, inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
Sure. My background has been largely in e-commerce and online marketing. I started a company while I was in school at the University of Texas that was a portfolio operator of e-commerce sites called Amerigroup. Founded that, ran it for a number of years, and have been a veteran of e-commerce and online marketing for a little over a decade now.
Outstanding. Well, Casper, give us the 10,000-foot view. What do you do? How do you serve a market?
Sure. So Casper is a brand that celebrates all things related to sleep, and we've started down the journey of building that brand by completely rethinking the way that consumers shop for and buy mattresses. So we launched early in 2014, in April of this year, with a mattress that we designed completely in-house. It's a completely unique construction, one where we have a patent on the way that we combine the materials that we did, and one that also has a very unique aesthetic and something that we worked very hard to create what we think is the most outrageously comfortable mattress ever created, and sell it only directly to consumers through our website, Casper.com. And are very proud of the feedback that it's gotten in the marketplace. The people really love it, and the reviews have been phenomenal. And we set out to build the best mattress out there, and because we sell it direct to consumers, we're able to sell it at a fraction of what people would normally spend at a traditional retail showroom. So very excited with what we've done there.
Well, I'm excited to explore this. Fall into the class of guys who spent $4 million going to a showroom and buying a Tempur-Pedic, and just like buying a car or furniture, it's just it's a frustrating, miserable experience, and you lie on some bed that 4,000 other people have lied on. It's not one of my most favorite experiences. There's so many markets to disrupt. Why did you go this route?
Well, I had some background in the mattress space. So at my first e-commerce company, the Amerigroup, we sold mattresses. It was one of our largest categories. And so I learned the games that retailers and manufacturers play in the space, and how they manipulate consumers when they do walk into a showroom, and how it's one of the only categories where you walk in knowing almost nothing about what you really need to get a great night of sleep. And yet your entire retail experience is driven by a commission salesman who is very good at convincing you to spend a lot more money than you need to.
So you're suggesting I got conned?
No, certainly not. But it's just consumers are at a huge disadvantage. There's very little transparency in the marketplace. There's very little knowledge. There's no objective standards to know what you're getting. And it was just it's something I saw firsthand that people were taken advantage of. And we thought there had to be a better way. And with Casper, there are 5 co-founders. And We met while working on various businesses in a co-working space in New York City, and started talking a lot about sleep and how important sleep was. We started tracking sleep with Fitbits and Jawbones, and saw people would fall asleep in the office on beanbag chairs and yet do all these things to try to improve their productivity at work and trying to build a company and a startup. And we started talking about the mattress industry and how perverse it was that today people know that they need to be investing in sleep and know that sleep is something that's critically important to being productive and happy and creative. And yet still the internet has not changed the way that consumers shop for or buy mattresses. And we thought, just given our backgrounds, that we kind of had the right people to really go out and build a brand that was something that people would be excited about and connected with, and build a product that was better than anything out there, and sell it in a direct-to-consumer business model that really did offer significant value to people. And we decided that it would be awesome to make a go at it. And so we decided last summer, the summer of 2013, to kind of wind down what we were working on and really focus on building Casper. And it's been an awesome journey.
Well, and as you said, it's achieved a lot of critical acclaim on the quality of the mattress. How do you overcome the what I imagine is the initial hang up when someone first hears about this? And this may fall into line of what you were talking about earlier, in that there's a paradigm that we've all thought we had to operate under, which is where you go into a showroom and you have to, quote, try it out. But really, how can you really try it out when you lay on it for 37 seconds? I mean, you really can't. You can say, oh, well, I guess that feels good, and then say, all right, I guess we'll do this. But I imagine there's people who say, well, wait a minute, I have to try it out. I can't buy this online. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, great question. So statistically, it's been proven that laying on a mattress for, you know, 30 seconds, a few minutes, is not indicative. There's no correlation to finding the right mattress for you. So we very much believe that the only way to know if a mattress is right for you is to sleep on it, and generally sleeping on it for a number of nights to make sure that it's a good fit for you and that it supports you properly and that it's comfortable and you get a better night's sleep because of it. So when we talk about that, people get that and understand it. And we made our trial period the easiest, most friendly, no-hassle policy possible. So we give all of our customers 100 nights to try the mattress in their home for as long as they'd like. And if at any point within that 100-night trial you don't love it, simply give us a call and that's it. And we'll arrange for someone to come pick it up. You don't have to repackage it. It doesn't compress back down into the box that it came in. And you don't have to worry with shipping or anything like that. So we'll schedule someone to come pick it up, issue you a full refund. So there's literally no risk, no hassle. And with that kind of confidence in us standing behind the product in that way, we've seen people get over the initial hurdle of having to try it before you buy it.
That is just so freaking awesome. I so dig the modern world that we live in, Philip. And that's just so awesome. Do you have one style? I mean, or do you have different? Because there's always a notion of, well, if you have a bad back, you need a firmer mattress and all that. What do you do there?
Yeah, another great question. So the reason that mattress stores have 60 beds or not, or however many they have on their floor, is not because you need 60 different gradients of firmness to find the right bed for you. And we actually looked at the hotel industry to really validate this thinking. And when you check into a hotel, they don't ask you, you know, what gradient of firmness do you need in your mattress, and then put you in a different hotel room because of it. In general, one size really does fit all when it comes to mattress. And if you use the best materials out there and you build a bed in the way that it should be built, then one mattress can fit pretty much everyone when it comes to the right feel that you want to give you proper comfort and also proper anatomical support. And so when we saw that, the mattress stores actually use the different floor models to guide you in a very specific way to get you to spend more money. So take you to a bed that's very firm and then very soft, and then you end up with spending a lot more money than you have to, but something that does feel right. And we're very pleased that we did launch with this kind of one-size-fits-all approach, and it's been great, and it's held very true. Everyone pretty much universally loves the product, and it supports everyone no matter your body type or what type of sleeper you are, because we do use really high-end materials that really are the greatest materials out there to create a sleep surface. And what's unique about the product that we built is that we combine a latex foam and a memory foam in a way that had never been done before. So the bed creates this awesome sleep surface that retains the traditional kind of bounciness that you want in a mattress, but also supports you in a way that produces a truly great night of sleep.
I'll be darned. You know, I've never thought of it that way, Philip. I just came back from 10 days on the road and stayed in 3 different hotels, and I slept like a baby in all 3 different beds. and as I mentioned earlier, I have a Tempur-Pedic at home, and those beds are very, very different than what I sleep on at home. And so I never thought of it that way. So that's really intriguing. All right. Well, Philip Krim will return after this quick break. We'll be right back.
Wondering if technology can help you run your business better? To help you better manage your data? To make more informed, more strategic, and faster business decisions? Say hello to Savad Business Solutions. We don't rest until we identify and put into place customized solutions to remove the bottlenecks from your organization, making you better, faster, and more effective. Learn more at SivadSolutions.com. That's S-I-V-A-D Solutions.com.
All right, back with Philip Krim, CEO and co-founder of Casper. All right, let's talk the business side of this. So you mentioned all your co-founders. Talk about building the right kind of a team for a startup. Why does that matter?
It's hugely important. As I'm sure you know, building a startup is no easy task, and it takes a lot of people to be acutely focused on every little detail. Especially, we think, when building a consumer-focused startup, that I think today shoppers are more empowered and want another level of expectations when they're buying from someone, especially on a product that's as expensive as ours. And so we really spent a lot of time trying to rethink every aspect of this shopping and purchasing aspect. And so it's no easy task, and you need some really great people on board. And I'm very lucky with the co-founders that I have. They're all incredibly smart guys that work really hard. And by coming together with kind of a divide and conquer approach, we were able to really offer a completely innovated experience that the consumers have loved, from, you know, small things like delivering the mattress in New York City on a cargo bike, to compressing the bed and the unboxing experience the way we do, the web experience and how we visually sell the product online, and the way that we interact with customers, to just having the right team to be responsive to customers, whether they're talking to us on live chat, email, phones, etc. It's certainly no easy undertaking, and so you need good partners to build a business and offer the consumers the experience that they're coming to expect these days.
Well, you look at your business. If you just go online and you go to Casper.com and you observe what you do, and then listening to you walk through the simplicity of what you do and how you offer it, and this simple, hassle-free trial period where you can return it if it's not going to work for you, it all looks very clean, very simple, but that takes a lot of time and a lot of work and a very good team to make it look that way. Yeah,
absolutely. It's designed to be simple, and as far as the consumer is concerned, we want them to feel like it's, you know, effortless and what you would come to expect if, you know, you had to rethink how to buy a mattress in this day and age. And we work very hard to make it as simple and streamlined as possible, but to also give you the ability to have the depth of shopping that you would want when making such a considered purchase. And that's one of the awesome things about selling a mattress, is that it is a highly considered purchase. So people do spend time to make sure they're getting the right product, because it is so impactful to your life. And we were excited to add kind of the level of transparency about why we built what we built and how we built it, and the process that went into that, and sharing that entire experience has been something that we found, you know, very rewarding and something that we've seen resonate really well with our consumers.
Talk about the process of seeking investors and presenting the idea to them. How has that process gone? Any tricks that you can share with other would-be startups?
I wish I had some tricks on it, but I will say it's fundraising is a very difficult process. It's one that you have to be very committed to, and it's no easy undertaking. And when we were going out to raise our seed round, it was really just an idea, five co-founders around the table, an idea of what we wanted to build, but we didn't have the product fully baked, we didn't have the web experience fully baked, we didn't have the brand fully baked by any means, and we were told no a ton of times. I mean, it's really tough, and certainly pitching VCs or venture capitalists on a mattress startup or an e-commerce company around mattresses, it didn't resonate. People didn't get it. Fortunately, we were introduced to Ben Lehrer at Lehrer Hippo Ventures, and he is amazing. And he got what we wanted to build. He saw the need for it. He took the leap of faith that, oftentimes you're asking investors to take, and I think was a real visionary in seeing what we wanted to create and understanding what we wanted to build. So Ben led our seed round and has just been an incredible partner to us, and we're very lucky to be working with him. And then more recently, we did a larger round of financing for our Series A round. And we're also very lucky to meet Tony Florence and the people at NEA. They also are tremendous partners and really helpful in building the business. And so finding the right investors and the right partners to build the business is critically important. And it's a very difficult and arduous process, but one that can make a huge difference to the business as you go forward.
We talked at the top half of the show, Philip, about disrupting a traditional and established industry. I think if I read somewhere correctly, it's a $13 billion mattress industry. So that's exciting, but also presents challenges as well. But I think some intriguing opportunities. Talk about that fight to take on an established industry.
Yeah, it's a massive industry. So you got it right. Last year, U.S. consumers alone spent $13.5 billion at retail on mattresses, and something close to $20 billion when you look at other sleep-related accessories. But what we see is that it's very much a duopoly on the manufacturing side. There's two parent companies that own the four biggest manufacturers. And on a regional basis, the retailers are also very, very condensed. So certain retailers own certain parts of the country. And the fact that people are so entrenched into the market and have such big margins was something that we saw was really a great opportunity for us to do something different, pass on significant savings to a consumer by cutting out some of the middlemen that are tied to the traditional ways that you would sell or distribute mattresses, and really offer a product that we think is unmatched as far as comfort and quality, but also not sell it at a price that's crazy. And so the value proposition is huge, and something that we're excited to compete against the entrenched guys, because we think the direct-to-consumer movement is the wave of the future, and that, you know, it's never been easier to build a brand online and ship direct to consumers throughout the country. And that's the real way that we can, you know, compete against the traditional showroom model that is incumbent in the mattress space.
Well, it's very exciting. I mean, transitioning into a conversation around how e-commerce startups are obviously not only disrupting many traditional industries, but just disrupting how we buy. And the ability to do research and the ability to make purchases from a laptop or a smartphone or a tablet. I mean, it's very intriguing. I mean, I look at my buying habits from 10 years ago versus how I do it now. And probably the next mattress I buy will be done from my iPhone when I go to Casper.com. But talk about e-commerce and how that's changing. And I think we've overcome the issue. There are still, frankly, surprisingly to me, people that have anxiety over buying things online. But I think that hill's has been taken, and there's other opportunities now. Just kind of give a quick run through of how e-commerce startups are just changing how we interact with and think about brands.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I mentioned earlier, but we very much believe that consumers have never been more empowered because of the internet. So they expect transparency with the products they're buying and authenticity with the manufacturers of those products. And we think it's a really exciting time to take that to an industry that really hasn't changed, even despite the internet being around. And we believe that we're not just an e-commerce company, or we're not just a digital retailer. We believe that we are a direct-to-consumer business, and we think that's very exciting because it allows us to both manufacture goods that we develop in-house, but also deal directly with consumers on a day-to-day basis. So we see how customers interact with our website and our product. And at our office in New York City at 45 Bond Street, we actually have a mattress set up in a bedroom, which is actually where I'm speaking to you from. But so customers come in, they can lay on the bed, they can try it, they can interact with the product, and we get to see all of that. And it definitely drives our design process and our understanding of how to build subsequent products. And it's just an amazing way to do it. And we think that if you're manufacturing products and selling it through third-party retailers, that you just lose some element of being direct with your consumer. We're able to talk to customers every day, hear what their concerns are, hear how they're shopping, and evolve our process to just continue to over-deliver on the expectations that consumers have today. And so we look at the offline experience being a complement to what we can do online, but online gives you scale and gives you reach. and allows us to quickly iterate on the story that we tell and really just continue to evolve how we talk to consumers and how we reach them.
Well, it's funny. We were talking earlier about how the typical consumer, who me myself included, who when we make a purchase decision for a mattress have gone this traditional way. The world used to be a buyer beware situation where the seller had all the knowledge and you were at their mercy. But now with the internet, we've shifted to a seller beware scenario where now the buyer has all this access to information. It sounds like if I heard you correctly that the traditional mattress industry was still one that the buyer was at risk. It sounds like with what you're doing here, you're finally bringing the mattress industry into this seller beware space.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the mattress industry, it's still single digit percentage of the overall category is bought online. But one of the interesting things that we saw was that over 70% of consumers in the mattress space are now starting their search for their product online. So we see a ton of research going through the online channel, but we saw very few transactions happening through the online channel. And that's because the traditional retailers of mattresses are very incentivized to drive you into a store. Because once you walk into a store, they have a commission salesman who is very good at getting you to spend a lot of money and has a very good close rate because that's what they're paid to do. And so you never saw the traditional retailers really invest into building a good e-commerce experience. And we saw that as a tremendous opportunity. So we know that people want to do the research about what they're going to buy. They want to go online. They want to be an educated consumer. And consumers are more educated today than ever before because they are armed with the ability to do research online. And yet with this category, we saw very few people enjoying or having a pleasant shopping experience online. And that's why they ended up going to stores and dealing with the traditional model. But it was one that no one enjoyed. No one had ever told us in our pre-launch focus groups and surveys. Not one person had ever enjoyed their mattress buying experience. And many people hated it and postponed the purchase that they know they needed because they know they wanted to invest in sleep, but they were afraid to walk into a store. They didn't want to negotiate. They didn't want to have to deal with the high-pressure sales tactics that are deployed by the traditional mattress stores. And so we saw all of that as just a great opportunity to build something that's very unique, and we're very proud of the experience that we deliver through Casper.com. And it's just an awesome opportunity to tell our story and to give consumers what we clearly saw that they were needing.
Well, you just exactly described me and my experience, and so I think there's a lot of people in that boat looking for an alternative there, and it sounds like Casper.com is that. I want to challenge one thing that you said though, and that may be my perspective. Clearly, you have more knowledge of this space than I certainly do. But I worry that there's still way too many people who don't know that they should really think through and very carefully invest how they sleep and how they rest. I think most people don't appreciate how important that really is to long term health, and they don't do enough to. I mean, you spend a third of your life sleeping, and yet most of us invest in lousy mattresses and do a lot of things wrong to negatively impact our sleep patterns. Do you have any comments there on just the health benefit of investing in good sleeping? That's obviously so critical to our well being.
Yeah, no, I think you nailed it. I think that's a great point. We're very excited that it looks like sleep has never been more top of mind with consumers, and I think that's thanks to, you know, the quantified self movement and people being able to track their sleep. And it seems to us like almost every week a major publication, national publication, is coming out with articles to show people that new research is showing how important sleep is to, you know, everything from being happy to having a good relationship to being productive at work, increasingly is all being linked back to getting a good night of sleep. And so we see that consumers, it's now more top of mind, but it's still early days of that movement. And people do need to realize that, you know, the third of your life that you're spent sleeping or in bed is in super impactful to the rest of your life, too. The other 16 hours outside of bed.
Well, I'm even thinking, I mean, I'm sure you read the same articles I do where you're starting to see organizations encouraging nap time. And so, I mean, I can envision a scenario where some business is going to contact Casper and say, hey, send me five of these things so that I can build a space where my employees could get a little rest and make them more productive. I mean, it's a that whole quantified self thing, as you said. The timing with what you're building here and our increasing awareness of the value of that kind of rest is, as I think, positions you very nicely that this thing could be really exciting and a lot of fun to watch. Well, Philip, I hate to say it, we are about out of time. Before I let you go, how can people get in touch with you, learn more about Casper, and inform the audience the different size options of these mattresses?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do sell all six standard sizes, so twin, twin XL, full, queen, king, and California king. All are available at Casper.com and can reach me at Philip with one L at Casper.com. So PHILIP at Casper.com.
Philip Krim, CEO and co-founder of Casper.com. Philip, it was a real pleasure to chat with you. Good luck with this. It's going to be exciting to watch this thing grow.
Awesome, Todd. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure was mine. All right. Well, that wraps this conversation. On behalf of my guest, Philip Krim, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you soon on the Intrepid Innovator.